Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. The Mac Show, very special edition, because we're going to immediately start with a quick trip over to speak to Steve Naber. Steve Naber is trying to prove how bloody damn fine Virgin Media's Wi-Fi is down in Victoria Station, is it?
Hello, Ewan, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you just fine and dandy, mate. So,
Hi, mate, how you doing? It feels like I should be doing some form of travel report down here.
A report. Now, Virgin Media have installed, we talked about it last night on the Big Show, they've installed Wi-Fi in all of the Zone 1 stations, and they're going for Zone 2 eventually. But you did a speed test. What were the speed test results that you got, mate?
I think it's about 25 down and about 24.
24 down and 25 up. Megabits a second. In the tube station.
It's really good service throughout the station area, going right down into the tube itself. It's good network. It's pretty clear all the way through, and no matter how many people are on it, it's consistent, I reckon. I've not had any problems.
Excellent, mate. There we go. Yeah, we can see it.
See those people coming in? Just behind me there.
Is there anyone passing by you can interview?
That's free, right, Ewan? It's free to the public?
Absolutely free up to and after the Olympics. They're then going to go to customers only free of charge.
So this is the station concourse area. I'll just join the
chat room saying they can't hear him.
Oh, sod your chat room if you can't hear me.
But carry on talking. It's my fault, I think.
All right. This is so that's the station concourse area behind me.
The chat room saying they can't hear audio at all.
They should be.
Going down into the tube.
I just turned it up. I could just hear it, yeah.
Oh, I'll carry on.
Here we go. Descending the escalator into the chat room.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi goes all the way through the station area.
And the quality is fantastic.
Yeah, that's on an iPad.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And this is, like I said, the Wi-Fi there, the speeds that I was with Steve the other night, 25 down and 26 up.
This is on the iPad. It's some proof just
in the middle of the London Tube.
Yeah, just to prove my.
And you just got to go around and speak to all those people and get release forms signed for everyone that he's videoing at the moment.
On the Victoria line. There we go, right up to the platform. This is live in the middle of the London Tube.
I've just spotted a member of staff here. Hopefully,
all aboard.
Hopefully, she won't stop me. Quite hard behind here.
Oh. Don't get the face on. Excuse me, sir, you got to turn that. All I can say is well done Transport for London and well done Virgin Media, because that is stunning.
Yeah,
if you've got worries about Wi-Fi dropping out or internet coverage during the Olympics, have a look at that video and tell me that you're still worried, because I'm afraid that's just fantastic. So impressed.
We need to get Sir Branson over here to fix the CTA. Network.
Just flipping it into Lance.
I mean, that is superb. Sorry, the speeds. Someone asked last night, Steve, on the Big Show, if you can see the antennas. You know, are they doing it with big dishes? Or and I said I don't recall seeing
just
anything.
Looking up here, I can't see anything that they're using. I can't see anything. I couldn't tell you how they're doing it, but I can tell you it's good.
It's all right.
Should we get on the train?
We need to see a train coming in. When we see the train coming in, then we're finished.
No, I reckon we can get on a train.
You can get on that train, see how long it lasts before it craps out.
It'd be really embarrassing.
It's only at the stations, it's not at the tube lines, it's not in the tunnels, it's only at the upstairs and downstairs stations.
Here comes the train then. I'm going to stand by and not get hit by this. Make sure you stand behind the yellow line. Oh, that's getting a bit embarrassing. I'll get on the tube. It's a bit more people looking at me thinking, what the heck's he doing?
There we go. Steve on the tube.
Awesome.
Don't look at
that. That is pretty awesome. Absolutely
awesome.
Yeah. Brilliant, mate. Thank you ever so much. Wonderful. I think we've got some audio issues at this end because I'm not seeing an awful lot of movement on the main Skype line. So
hopefully you can hear it. But
audio-wise, it's not you. It's at this end, I think. So
audio-wise, it's not you. It's just Ewan.
It's just me, mate. Don't worry about it. But there he is. Off he goes. He's off into the tunnel.
Off we go.
That's amazing. I wonder how many people are actually going to be living in the tube for a while.
There we go.
For the great Wi-Fi.
And he's finally crapped out. But thank you, Steve Neighbour. Superb video. Let me just ring Dr. Happy Mac now because he's been waiting patiently. Where is he? Here we go.
24 down and 26 up. Is that what you said? Or
25 down and 26 up.
For
a tube station.
Free as well.
And it's free. It's free up until after the Olympics, and then it goes to paid. Hello, GHM. Thank you for that. Very patient, sir. Very kind of you. We thought we'd use your line just in case Steve was in. Now, we have had some audio issues, so I don't know why, but your line doesn't seem to be giving us any audio, mate. Now, we can hear you just fine, but it doesn't seem to want to give us any audio for you. Yeah, and the chat room can't hear you either.
That's all right. Chris, yeah? You can do like sign language, right? For DHM?
No, I'm making it up. No.
And DHM left his mic open.
Yeah, I found out what the problem is. I'm a complete arse. I'll tell you what, this is going to be the best Mac show we've ever done. With me foraging for bloody parts.
All you need is duct tape, a toothpick, and what? A gum wrapper?
Don't give the controls to a dipstick.
I'll only foil one if you can find it.
Yeah. It's usually the best. If you have juicy fruit, you're out of luck.
DHM, are you there? He's gone. I need a bloody audio test, and he's gone. Never mind. We got the audio for it. The week in Mac. We're here. We're ready to start. We've got problems with Wirecast as well, because we put the studio back together, and I put a new graphics card in. The graphics card doesn't like Wirecast. Wirecast doesn't like the graphics card. They're not talking to each other, so I can't do any fancy switches, and I can't do any green screen. So we're down to me just talking. I'm joined by a fantastic panel. We're finally underway. Top left, Mr. Don McAllister. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. I've finally recovered from the bash last weekend.
Was it that good a hangover?
Dried out.
Dude, you're impressive.
I mean, dried out. I mean, my trousers dried out, you know, with the rain sort of siphoning up the insides of my trousers with all the puddles on the floor and everything. But no, I didn't drink that much. I didn't make a fool of myself, did I?
It was wet.
It was wet.
It was super wet.
It was good, though. Really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, no, really had a good time. Really enjoyed it. Thank you ever so much for coming along and supporting, mate. It was very kind. And you've announced, I gather, as well. I've been keeping it quiet, but you're donating us a Mac Pro.
Yeah, well, I've got the new MacBook Pro, and that's all set up, and it's working fine. It's all bedded in now. So I was thinking what to do with the other Mac Pro, and then when I was down at the bash and saw the setup down there, I thought, well, I know a good home for this. So, yeah, no, you can have it. I'm donating it for you to do all your Wirecast.
Steve Neighbour's come back on.
He's come out the tunnel.
You've come out the tunnel, and you're now at what station?
There you go.
Oxford Circus.
Yeah. Might support a show too.
There we go. Just proof positive. The chatman should hear him now as well, which is nice. So.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, they can hear him.
Yeah, we've got
just
him.
Just hang on.
Here we go. He's just
on. I'm coming clear.
He's just leaving Oxford Circus.
It is a Verizon commercial now.
No, not Verizon. Virgin Media, mate.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying. Can you hear me now?
He's off again.
And he's just about to go in the tunnel, and we'll lose him again. There we go. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
That's awesome.
Hang on. Where's DHM gone? There we go. Oh, why do I get his call back? There we go. God, we're slick here. And we're only just doing introductions now. Thank you. I didn't cut to the video like an arse. I've had Don up all the time through that.
I've been trying to keep people entertained and not to look too worried.
What a dipstick. Mr. Swagger, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well. How about yourself?
THM, have you got the volume up, mate? We're getting a bit of feedback. Yeah, good week, mate.
Hello.
Good week. Very, very busy week.
Recovered from your punch-up with Andy Anatka?
Yeah, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
Wait till you two meet. Fisticuffs at dawn, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm involved in the alcohol and everything will be fine. All of a sudden.
Yeah, no worries. Next to him, we got Mr. Chris Forsman. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing all right. Tripping out from that echo a little bit.
It is a bit, but it's gone now, so that's not too bad.
Echo.
The man who left Johnny Ive at the bash. How could you?
Never did.
You left the Johnny Ive love doll at the bash, Mr. Green.
The Johnny Ive love doll.
You didn't see us give him a Johnny Ive love doll? Oh, you missed a show and a half. Mr. Green, how are you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm missing Johnny, of course. And where is he?
We threw the love doll away because you'd used him once, so it was unhygienic, really, to keep it around with children here.
Oh, that's horrible.
But the mask as well, I'll send you the image of the mask so that you can duplicate it and put it up on your wall. And...
Right. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, he's phased. And last but by no means least, Mr. Dr. Happy Mac. How you doing, mate?
Mr. Me, yes. Good afternoon.
Good week?
Oh, yeah. Bit hectic, actually. Good. I might not make it this afternoon, but it's all good.
It's all right. We like those weeks. They're good. The week in Macintosh, it has been it's been a good week for news. I'm not doing that again. I have the kicking I got. Bloody hell. So the week in news for Apple. Apple has posted the Mountain Lion Golden Master and has asked you to send in your apps and your updates if you want to get them out as a developer. Lots and lots of features there. I saw a little demo at London Mac User Group of some of the features in Mountain Lion that are coming up. It looked good. Has anyone had a play? Do they like it? Do they hate it?
I haven't yet.
I haven't either.
I'm sure I could get it, but I've been busy with so many other things that it's just not on the priority list right now.
Don, do you have a developer account?
Yeah, I've had a play with it. Yeah.
And? What's the...
It's good. It's good. Can't say too much, though, so... No,
oh, don't give me these NDAs.
Anyway. No, it's nice. It's a lot more stable than, previous versions. And also, I think with it being... It's similar to when we went from Leopard to Snow Leopard. You know, it's... the jump from Tiger to Leopard was quite a big one and lots of things broke, etc. But from Leopard to Snow Leopard, it was quite a seamless transition. I think it's going to be the same from Lion to Mountain Lion. You know, it's based on the same base code, just lots of extra functionality in there, some new applications and new notifications, etc. No, it looks pretty good and it looks pretty stable. The GM release, which we've got now, normally that's actually the final release. That's what's happened in the past. You know, when they've given the GM out a couple of weeks before to developers. When they've actually released the final product, it's actually always been the GM release, so this should be it.
Should be it.
Allegedly. You got to say that, Don.
According to my developer friends.
There you go.
And not breaking NDA. Cost is £13.99 for us here in the UK. $20 for you guys in the States. Very good price. I've just bought. I've just bought Windows 7 here, and Windows 7. I've got to use it because a customer wants me to use a piece of software that doesn't run on anything else but Windows. That's cost me £70 for that, and it's just about to be upgraded as well. So, there we go. Not happy, but I've got no choice. I'm going to get well paid for it. It's kind of free. So.
Yeah, if you hold it a bit closer to the camera, we could get the serial number thing, can't we?
Well,
so we can all have it.
What I loved was I got a piece of paper that came with it that said, make sure that you take the... read this first, and then look... peel and stick. So they want me to take the label off the front of the box, peel it away, and stick it on my MacBook Pro. That is not going to happen, Windows. Not a chance. Blow that one out.
For the picture of the computer as well.
Yeah, it's got a huge fan on the back. There we go. Look, stick the COA label on your customer support system. Yeah, it's an OEM version.
Look, peel and stick. Hey, that's the that was your last weekend, right? With Johnny Ive, right, Will?
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Will. Sorry.
Will's That's audio's right. a bit rocky.
What's a bit rocky?
Your audio's a bit rocky, allegedly.
Is it?
You're a bit hot, perhaps. No, it seems that's been better. It's all right.
Maybe they mean it's rocking.
No, I mean, there's lots of stuff in there. Notification center, game center, airplane mirroring, messages, notes, reminders, etc. Is there anything in there that people are really looking forward to in Mountain Lion?
Wallpaper. New wallpaper.
That's all you want is the new wallpaper, eh?
Actually, I have to agree with that because it's like also when you get... You know, your iOS, when iOS 6 or whatever, you know, you get new wallpaper, something new. I have to kind of agree with that. I just hope it doesn't break like Lion did. Because, God, that was a nightmare.
I think there's a couple things. One is having a Notes app and Reminders app, and that when iOS 6 hits, it'll all sync via iCloud. I think that's a big missing piece of Apple's syncing strategy right now.
Huge.
And I always want to use those apps, but you know I constantly have to move between my desktop and when I'm away from the desk. You know, I always have my phone, but you know I don't always have all the information I need at both places. And I think that's going to help. Save As is making a big comeback, so I'm excited.
Save
about
As,
that. Yeah. Oh, is it fantastic?
I haven't noticed that because I've got to say I've got into the habit now of duplicating before I overwrite. But you're saying Save As is now an option as well as.
Yeah, and I it always trips me up. I start editing something, and I'm like, oh, I need to make a duplicate. And then it's like, do I duplicate and revert? Or, I know conceptually it makes sense, but the language just always trips me up, and I'm never sure if I'm clicking the right button or not. So
now if you open a document and you start changing it, you can do a save as, mm-hmm. as opposed to duplicate or unlock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's useful. That's a bit of a climb down, though, as well, isn't it?
Who cares? I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad it's back as well.
The original duplicate and versions and all that, pretty stupid idea, wasn't it? It's just mad.
Yeah, you're a bit Cylon-y, Will.
Yeah, oh. You got this whole kind of 90s echo vocal effect going there. Are you trying to do a Cher impression?
EBGB, Buck.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Have a play. Dr. Happy Mac, the chat room wants to know if that's an old tower underneath your desk behind you, and it is, isn't it? It's a G3 Pro.
That's this one here.
Yeah. I have one of those in my lounge.
Ah, there it is. Yes, it's a Quicksilver.
I've got the silver one, and I did have a blue one.
Oh, Quicksilver's a good one.
Mm-mm.
That was a bad boy in its day.
Now it just holds the door open.
Or there's this one, Russell. This is going to make good audio again, as per the other week. If nothing is not good with the audio content, there we go. What's the difference there?
That's the blue one. That's the one I had.
Yeah. Them's lovely, them is.
They are. Have you got a purpose for those, or are you just keeping them to lech over?
The green one I'm just keeping because I like the colour.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only reason. The other
that's perfectly good reason.
Paralyzing them are quite useful.
You're not turning them into a goldfish bowl, then?
I could do that live next week.
That would be cool. With a hammer, turn it into a goldfish bowl. Using a hammer and a screwdriver. Have you got a PowerPC G5 tower that you could do a raffle on, apparently, in the chat room?
No, that's me. I've got one that I could do a raffle on.
Oh, right, okay. Next week, what's he got? Oh, here we go. There's a bag. He's got a carry bag for a knackered old machine. What's that? Is that a G5?
Yeah.
Really, Alan?
Oh, there is no news. We're just doing nostalgia.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
Keep naming them. I'll tell you when you find one I haven't got.
Actually, I want a back and forth between you and Don and see who runs out of computers first.
Yeah, the difference is that all the ones that DHM's got don't work.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don.
Or a bit gutted.
Yeah, Don's do work. So,
I'll tell you what, down there.
Very good.
Tell you what, I'm looking forward to in Mountain Lion, but it's not actually Mountain Lion, but I think when Mountain Lion comes out, we should see new versions of iWork. I'm sure, within a week of Mountain Lion being released, we'll see new versions of numbers and pages.
It's long overdue. I mean,
it's the whole iCloud piece. I think that's what's been holding it back, you know, and iCloud under Lion they just haven't got it ready yet. But I think under Mountain Lion, with the new, there's a new open dialog box that includes iCloud and your local drive. Once that's in place, I think we'll see new versions of a lot of Apple stuff.
Are we seeing iLife as well? iLife as well as iWork getting updated? Could they hit us with a big whammy?
Yeah, possibly. But definitely iWork.
Obviously, there's going to be no more iWeb, is there? That'll be gone. iDVD will be gone. So there'll just be the three, you know, iMovie, iPhoto, GarageBand. That'll be it.
Yeah. Don, we need a screencast on how to install the new iLife and not corrupt your old iLife installation so that you can still use iWeb.
Okay.
That's,
I'll put it down on the list.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. And I need that as soon as you possibly can, mate. That's
okay. Not even released yet. No, we'll do it, yeah.
No pressure. No pressure.
No.
You're still here, Don?
I then?
You're still here?
I'm still here.
Are you got something to say then, or you just want to check he's still there and holding your hand?
No, that was a reference, wasn't it, to Tim Cook and the guy from Apple Logistics, you know, in the board meeting when he had to go off to China, Japan at 30 seconds notice. And he was sat in the board meeting and Tim Cook said, "Why are you still here?"
Right.
Oh, dear.
Got there in the end, I understand.
Fine, thanks, DHM, very good. Now, we've got the new Mountain Lion Golden Master out there, and it's going to be imminent, end of July-ish, should be. Unfortunately, though, Apple has decided that even some 64-bit Macs are going to have their legs broken and left by the river for the crocodiles. A few of them are going. DHM, could you take us through those that have lost their will to live thanks to Mountain Lion?
Well, have you got a white MacBook of the original style?
I have not, I'm pleased to say. This is the dog crap one.
Any of the Mark 1 MacBooks, they all gone. They need
those can't even run Lion. The 32-bit anyway.
No, they'll run Lion. Everything that's not Core Duo will run Lion. Right. So you can put it on a white MacBook, no problem.
First white MacBook is Core Duo.
Yeah, that's not Lion.
Yeah, so Core 2 Duo is going for some of them, though.
All of them. No MacBooks run Mountain Lion.
The earliest MacBook Pros, or Mac Pros rather. Don?
Yeah, Don.
Is that one of yours?
No, the Mac Pro is a 2008, early 2008, so it will run Mountain Lion.
Oh, thank you, mate. I had a heart-stopping moment there for a second.
No. Would I do that to you?
The original MacBook Pros as well, the first generation of the MacBook Pros, they're also biting the dust.
That's 2007, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can live with that. I got 2008, so that's nice. Now everyone's suggesting what it is that's causing it, but a lot of people are saying it's graphics.
But that's the MacBook Pros. It's 32-bit graphics drivers for the Mac Pros are causing the issue.
Yeah, and why then the MacBook Pros?
Because they've got those stupid low-power Intel GPUs built.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's take the Mac Pro as an example then. Presumably, because, I mean, the Mac Pro is upgradable, you can put a new graphics card in. Is that not going to solve your problem, or are they still going to block you because it's going to look at the motherboard and say, default says you can't?
There's another issue. It's sort of a combination of issues. There's some of the earliest 64-bit Macs shipped with firmware chips that can't boot a 64-bit kernel.
Right.
So even though the 32-bit kernel can boot and run, and then it can run 64-bit applications, 64-bit processes on the CPU, that firmware is limited to only booting 32-bit kernels, which is fine. It works because those older machines only have 32-bit graphics drivers, so the 32-bit kernel can load 32-bit graphics drivers, no problem. But the newer... So the GPUs don't have 64-bit drivers. That could be written, but then the firmware couldn't boot the 64-bit kernel, which is needed to run the 64-bit driver. So Apple just drew a line in the sand. Instead of some of the machines might possibly have firmware updates or GPU updates. I've already heard of someone hacking some of the early Mac Pros to boot a 64-bit kernel and then load drivers for you know, a newer GPU that it replaced the GPU with something newer. So there's going to be some workarounds for some of those early Mac Pro users, but for the laptops and things like that, I mean, you'd have to like solder the firmware chip off and solder a new one on that somehow works with everything else.
I'm not doing anything Sunday. Teresa in the chat room says, I have a iMac 2008 2.8 core 2. Is that going to work? Chat room's reassuring her it is. We're saying the same.
Yeah.
Mountain
Apple
Line.
Has a list.
Yeah. Mountain Line needs a dedicated GPU, says Grant. Nidge says 3.06 gigahertz Mac Pro 17 2009 ? I think that's probably going to be well in. iBookery says, heard Mountain Line needs 64 bits dedicated graphics drivers. Which is what you've just said there, Chris. Is there a checker out there that can let you know? So the better bet is just as you say, Chris, go to the Apple website and there's a list.
Yeah. There is a terminal command you can run that'll tell you if you've got a 64-bit EFI or not.
you run the terminal command and hit return and it just goes,
Yeah, right. I'm gonna throw a link in the chat room so everyone can check that
That's
out.
The kind Probably of service that we need.
It'll just throw up a video and tell you, it's time for you to get a new Macintosh. Head down now right to your nearest Apple store and pick one up.
Sunday, one day only.
Yeah, no sale because it's Apple.
Excellent. Now, Will, you were very quiet during that, mate.
Well, I hadn't much to add, really.
Are you going
to
get Mountain Lion, mate?
Yeah, because on my particular MacBook Pro, Lion has always been a complete dog. It's awful. Seems to have some sort of graphic problem with my MacBook Pro. At the login screen, the little pictures, they're all low res for some reason. Sometimes I get like the menu bar at the top of the screen's black. It's just terrible. I hate Lion, and I'm looking forward to Mountain Lion that should solve some of the problems. I say I hate it, but I'm on the training machines. It's wonderful. It works really well.
Oh. Is that not going to give you problems yet again, though, with Logic and all that kind of stuff, or are you still going to be dual booting?
Well, what I've done now is I've grabbed one of the training machines, and that will run Logic in its present form on... what was the one before Lion? What's it called?
Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard, yeah. Which I like. I like Snow Leopard. Is it me, or I'm getting a bit confused and a bit fed up with all these silly...
Cats.
I mean, it's getting a bit mad, isn't it?
Wow. It's really funny you say that because, you know, for the long time, Apple used these code names internally and didn't really use them externally. They could say, 10.5, 10.6. But then they noticed that everybody was using the cat names externally. You know, like as a journalist, we use the names in articles and stuff like that. So they just started using those names publicly. And now it's funny that now, because you're complaining, they're not using the numbers.
I'm not complaining. It's funny. When
I'm
you
amused.
Get to a certain age, it's a struggle, isn't it, to remember all the names in there.
Dude, some of us were worried last week that you weren't going to get home. So I mean, it's just
it's not a struggle for us, is what he's trying to say.
No.
Eventually, they're going to run out of cats, right? There's only so many cats.
Yeah.
Are we going to move on to bears?
Well, we haven't had OS Siamese yet, have we?
Oh,
that's true. I'm sure it's coming.
It's an upgrade. It's a point version. Now, we've had some reviews for the Green Counter. We haven't had any reviews for the Mac Show. If you want to review the Mac Show, please do in iTunes and we'll read it out. But the Green Counter seems to be a bit of a winner. All five-star reviews. Ork has said, live the dream, punch Will in the face to get authentic green-esque utterances. After the in-app purchase. Devs, please allow me to upgrade it so that we can kick Ewan's ass as another in-app purchase as well, and I'd gladly pay a tenner.
That needs to be done.
We're doing it. So I think we should also have Don. Don, you should do us a set of things, and we should have
some Will Green impressions. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yes! A Don mode. Don does Will. No, that we're back to where we started last week. Mike Smith has said, totally, and I can't read that word out, awesome. In-app purchase, really worth it. So many new sounds from Will and all for charity. And fantastic little app, man-made, totally F-awesome. with the addition of the authentic Will Green mode by the in-app upgrade. It's brilliant, and the money will definitely go to charity from Stephen Convery. Thank you very much, mate. What's also going to happen is we were going to release all of the songs that were sung last week by Jamloader, Jamfolder even, their Heaven and Hell song, and the Missy's song, and Alex's Monster Bash thing, and my Downloads by Monday as an EP. But we've hit some issues over copyright with three of them because they're stolen music from someone else. It appears mine's the only original one. So Russ Cluett is recording Downloads by Monday, and he's going to give it to me on Monday morning, hopefully. And I've spoken to Chris Woods, and Chris Woods has gotten a way of publishing it on iTunes. So it's going to be available as a charity single on iTunes, so you can buy it, 79p, and it'll all go to NSPCC as well. Downloads by Monday. We'll be famous. Rich. Not. There we go. Right. Enough of that frivolity. Tapbot has released Tweetbot for Mac.
Sorry.
Yay.
It's in alpha, admittedly. It's not.
It sure in the hell is.
It was my default.
It's as stable as the standard Twitter client, so.
Well, it was, yeah, true. It was my default Twitter client for all of about 45 seconds. And then I've gone back to Twitter now, I'm afraid. Anyone else? I got a right kicking as well on Twitter for saying it's not very nice as a UI. It doesn't look very good. And everyone's going, oh, no, it's beautiful. But I just said, I think that's a bit of iOS love. People are not looking at it as a standalone item for itself within Mac. It doesn't stand up so good. And love it, hate it?
I love it. But that doesn't mean I don't have some complaints about it.
Right, so go on then. Take us through your complaints. Is it a long list?
No. I do think it suffers a bit from iOS-itis. It uses Helvetica in all the window titles and everything, and on the preferences screen, and it just looks out of place. I also think that I think Tapbots went a little too far with some of the custom window elements, and again, it's just more of an effort to make it look more like the iOS version, which, you know, it looks great on iOS, and some of it just doesn't. I feel like it just doesn't work on the Mac. It's too foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Too foreign.
It's iOS still.
Yeah.
Well, I know what Chris is saying here. I mean, we got spoiled with how it feels in our hands, and with trying to do it with a mouse and everything else, it does feel foreign. It doesn't feel right. Russ has a good point, though. It doesn't look very good, and it doesn't look very good. It lost all of its complete appeal of this nice, slick interface that you see on iOS, and it looks horrendous. It really does. I know it's alpha, but alpha is really going to have to really improve, you know. It was really a letdown, really. I wish they actually just would have teased us a little bit longer with it. Say it's coming, and actually have something that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I've given a couple of apps a kicking for is when they've teased it out there, and it's just like, oh, for Christ's sake, release the thing. And it was, I can't remember, it was the one with the filters, the crap one that I hate. Analog app were teasing for what felt like a frigging year. Every time they tweeted out, we've just done another round of beta testing, we're going to issue it soon. And I used to just tweet back, release the damn thing already, you know, get it out there, because it's
Gmail's still in beta, isn't it?
Gmail, yeah, 0.08.
Well, right now beta's better than alpha.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I was a bit deflated, I have to say, because I've really been looking forward to Tweetbot on the Mac, and I sort of had hoped that they'd sort of do a complete port with all the functionality in, you know, so that it would be. And in some respects, they've missed a bit of a trick as well. There was so much goodwill towards it, and there was so much pent-up demand for it. If they'd have waited, you know, another couple of months till it was finished and just released it in the App Store, people would have just bought it without, you know, straight away. They wouldn't have bothered even trying to try it. They just would have bought it. But now it's...
I'm not sure I agree with that, because I don't think the complaints have anything to do with functionality. I think all the complaints have to do with visual and UI elements, and if they would have waited and stuck with those ideas and not gotten feedback that we're giving now. I mean, essentially, you know, you can be sure that us talking about this, we're not the only people that are talking about this, and the developers at Tapbots are going to hear that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I hope, listen and consider some changes.
Does it do full screen?
It does not.
No.
I have not found a single Twitter app that does full screen. But I'd like that because...
Well, that you're about to impress me greatly maybe here, because I'm sitting thinking, why the hell would you want full screen for a Twitter app? But go on.
So if I'm
you have no idea.
You need a Twitter app for Don. I mean, he's got, what, 7 monitors over there? You could put one and then one monitor. That's his Twitter feed. Actually, I think I actually do that with my extended monitor sometimes. I'll just stick Twitter over there, and I'd love to be able to just open up the whole thing,
honestly. When we used to have, was it TweetDeck? What was the one that had multi-column?
TweetDeck was brilliant.
Yeah. I used to have that as a full monitor display at one point, but it was just too damn distracting. So
go on, Greeny. Why do you want full screen?
Well, I find one thing I do like about Line is the full screen thing. So it's nice to do a full screen version of Mail and iTunes and stuff. And then I work with Photoshop and things on my desktop. That's how I work when I'm doing stuff. So, and then if I want to see what's going on in my Mail program, I'll do the old full fingered swipe and just go through the various open windows. And that works really well for me. So if you have too many apps that have, I know you can create multiple desktops, but that's a bit of a pain in the arse. It's nice that you can do a full screen thing and forget about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and just swipe. So you're opening full screen and then just skimming backwards and forwards when you do. I mean, I think the other thing as well is that's quite forward thinking in terms of notifications, because when notifications comes from Mountain Lion, you're going to see on any of those desktops a little thing that's telling you you've got a new message, and you're swiping to it rather than.
Yeah.
It's not like you to be forward thinking. You are, mate. You're a man of the future. I'm hats off, dude. Hats off.
Full screen. Full screen Twitter app. I'll do one.
Do it.
It'll mainly be a screenshot, and it won't update very often, if ever. but the tweets there will be interesting, maybe.
Well, your life is interesting to us, mate. Thank you very much. who's running multiple accounts? Don, if you're saying you got TweetDeck open with columns, you must have been running multiple accounts. So,
No, well, you could do mentions and you could do direct messages in one That's column right. and then you could do searches in another column, stuff like that. I mean, I have got a Screencast Online account and one for me Scale as well, but they're the only ones I've got.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I used to use it an awful lot. I love TweetDeck because of the fact those columns, plus I had multiple accounts for the shows and stuff. And it was dead easy. And the one thing that this Tweetbot, I don't think Tweetbot does it very well on iOS either. It doesn't deal as well with multiple accounts, whereas with the Twitter application, particularly even on the Mac desktop, you get notifications of which accounts have got new items because you've got the little tiny blue dots appear down to them. And it was only literally 30 seconds of having Tweetbot open that I'm kind of like, I know this isn't going to help me with multiple accounts, therefore I'm instantly going straight back. And I did. Anyone else?
I don't have a note. I can't comment on it anymore. It's just complete crap. But I will say something about the other really crappy Twitter client, you know, from TweetDeck to what Twitter purchased. What I hate about that thing is that, because I'm a terrible speller, it has no spell check on it.
Mm.
It sucks. I really miss that about, because, what's that?
Does Tweetbot interface with the Mac spell checker, though?
Yeah,
no, it does not like.
I thought it did, but that's maybe because I wasn't using it long enough to make any errors.
Twitter does on the Twitter official app does on Lion. I can tell you that. I use it all the time.
Well, the official Twitter app. I can't get it to do anything with spell check, at all.
Nothing.
Is it me or do we need to sex this podcast up a bit? I'm a bit bored.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christ,
Will.
Talking about bloody Twitter apps. Who gives a bunkies?
Will Green, he's alive. He's got a love doll named Johnny Ive.
That's better.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. Right, okay. So iPhone 5. Allegedly, this is the iPhone 5. It's bigger by a little bit. It's longer by a little bit. Good. And it's thinner.
Is Kill it faster and cheaper?
No, probably. No. I doubt the cheaper bit. I probably agree with the faster bit. this is supposed to be it. I've got to say that a couple of people have tweeted out, and the gadget show has been had this week. They claim to show the blank of the 7-inch iPad, the orange thing, and that had two speaker slots at the bottom. And they said, "Oh, there's two speakers in this." And I thought, "Well, no, because one of those is going to be mic'd the same as the current one." I don't trust manufacturing blanks anymore as being accurate because it's too easy to do. I went to my Russia F1 team the other week, and they've got a resin printer there, and they manufacture all of the engine components in resin to make sure that they fit before they get them ordered in metal. And these are, you know, functioning engine parts, effectively. If you ran petrol through them, they'd obviously melt because they're resin, but it's too easy to make something that looks really, really good, and I don't believe for one second.
I wouldn't believe it because that's such, I mean, looking at those pictures, it's such a design revolution, isn't it? What is it? I mean, it's totally different to any iPhone I've ever seen before.
Is it? It's not totally different, maybe, but
is that? But you are being sarcastic, right?
I am being sarcastic. Yes.
thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I
thought so. It does. It can't be. I mean, the ones we've seen a few weeks ago look better than this mock up here. It just.
Well, this one...
I don't know.
This one was...
No, I'm saying no.
On iPhoneTGBus.com, and this is supposedly the same thing. Now, the only thing that I'll say is that the back does meet the one that was mocked up the other week. I actually did get hooked in by that one a little bit. The only thing I would say is that it looks like it's been stuck down with a bit of glue here that's leaked out on the edge on that top one that's laying next to it. And I always sit and think, if you're trying to show a picture of something to someone so that they can see what it looks like, why do you shoot it with no depth of field whatsoever so that the front's in focus and the back's out of focus?
That second picture is a lot more interesting, isn't it? I can see now. I mean, that's lovely, isn't it? I mean, if that's the new phone, it's lovely. I love the matte against the glass. It's great.
I do. I think it's great, but I just don't trust the photo because if I was showing something that I'd got illicitly, I wouldn't do it with huge depth of field. I'd try and shoot at f11 and make sure the whole damn thing was in focus. But
I'd shoot it at f11 as well.
You're trying to hide something there, aren't you?
Yes. I would switch my camera to the setting that has the P button on it.
Oh, here we go.
That would make... dead certain.
I go for the party mode myself.
P for phone. Taking photographs of phones, you switch the camera to the P button.
P for phone. Good idea. Nice thinking, DHM. That's why you're a success.
It is the truth, though. I mean, why do we keep getting these type of photos that come out? Ooh, look at this leaked phone. Or here, look at these leaked parts. And they all look like they're taken from like a 1963 Russian spy trip somewhere. We're in the day of technology now, where every single person's got a freaking iPhone or at least a good camera on them, and this is the crap we keep getting. Bull crap.
They can even shoot in the tube station, can't they now?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Huzzah. So, last story then. Our glorious, glorious God, Tim Cook, has gone to the conference at the Sun Valley Conference.
Not glorious. It's boring, isn't it? Boring Tim Cook.
Boring Tim Cook has gone to the conference, the annual conference run by Allen & Co. Media Conference in Sun Valley, Idaho. Idaho's pretty flat from what I understand, isn't it, Carl?
Yes. It's very flat. Yes, I just went
very
there
boring.
To get a tan. Yes, get a tan. I went there to get a tan.
Right, so here we go. Why on earth is Tim Cook gone to a media conference that Jobs never went to?
ITV.
Discuss. ITV. Go on then, talk us through it.
It's a media event, and you and I were talking about this just before the show started, that, you know, Apple's becoming the media-hungry company. Everybody that thinks of media, thinks of video, thinks of audio, thinks of TV, whatever it may be, you're going to Apple. Now, Amazon's doing well, but they're still not quite as well off as the iTunes store is. And it's the perfect combination for Apple. You've got the TV, you've got the phone, you've got the tablet. You might even have the 7-inch, and you go to their store. You're there to do negotiation deals with media companies, probably television companies, at least for distribution rights for television shows, and I would say on demand things. You know, I brought this up before about on demand content for sporting events, pay-per-view events, these kind of things. I think that's why he's there.
Chris?
Yeah, I mean, we were just discussing, you know, in our virtual office the other day, So, because we at home, and my girlfriend has a love for trash TV, and so we've got DirecTV, and she can watch Jersey Shore and Pregnant in Heels and all kinds of other garbage that she watches. But so DirecTV and Viacom are in this big argument about Viacom wants to like raise their rates a bunch to DirecTV, yeah. And DirecTV's like, yeah, that's great, but like people only watch like four of the channels you give us. So, you know, let's rethink this. And so they're, you know, basically arguing back and forth, and Viacom just took their toys and went home. And now we can't get it, MTV, Comedy Central, VH1, Nickelodeon, you know, and all their other, you know, side related channels or whatever. We just don't have them, even though we paid the same amount for our bill. It's kind of irritating. So, you know, the problem is that even, and I think it's a failure on both DirecTV and on Viacom's part, is that they're both locked in the idea that like we are always want to get, you know, that the future of television isn't on demand and online. And that's the fact that they have got to get on with this program, that people want to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it. And if the cable companies and the satellite companies and the content distributors aren't going to give it to them, they're just going to BitTorrent it.
Mm.
They're just going to go online and just download the episodes they want to watch, and they can just watch it whenever they want channel. To.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So I mean, the problem isn't pirates. The problem is these companies that just won't. I mean, the technology is there, and they just won't give what they want.
So what you're saying is your girlfriend's giving you earache because she can't watch Pregnant in Heels.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
The chat room is actually saying Pregnant in Heels, ? So, you know, what the hell is that show about? Don't tell me she's pregnant.
She is. But it's about a woman that is a pregnancy concierge, and these rich people in New York go to her boutique where she... I guess she designs like maternity clothes. That's how she started designing maternity clothes. But they go to a boutique and they hire her to like help get them through their pregnancy issues. Like, you know, some of these women are like scared. They don't know what they're doing.
You've got some crap on the television over there, boy. Holy hell.
Okay. Get ready. The crap's coming your way here in about 6 months, Ewan.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
There's plenty of crap in the UK.
You don't have Dad's Army.
Is that MTV, Chris? Is that MTV?
Oh, God. I can't remember what it's on.
Well, it doesn't really matter because they should have dropped that M 20 years ago.
Mm. I bet it's Bravo.
Bravo.
Who cares? This podcast and all the other dross that's on this network would not be possible without UK2.net. They support us manfully with bandwidth and pick it all up. 24 terabytes last month. Thank you very much. We're doing rather well at the minute, the team. If you would like to support us, then kind of support them as well a little bit, because otherwise they're going to take away the bandwidth and we can't afford the server time if we don't. You need to just go to our website, click on the UK2 logo. That'll open a new window. Go through and buy whatever it is that you need for the web, domains, VPN, VPS, hosting. And then when you get to the end, before you put your payment details in, you can put in offer codes. Go back to our website, which will still be open on the left-hand tab, and click on the sponsors link, and all of the codes are listed there. Type those in and hit return. And keep going until you've put in all the codes and then enter your payment details, and voila, you could end up with an empty basket if you've picked and chosen right. So please support UK2.net because we'd be lost without them. Thanks ever so much. Right then, chaps, here we go. It's that time. Cool thing. Mr. McAllister, as always, would you like to start us off with something that everyone would have to beat?
Okie dokie. Well, it's an application that I don't use very often, but when I do need to use it, it's really, really useful. And actually, I've just checked on the App Store, and I think I bought it was on special offer because it's gone up in price now. It's fairly expensive for a simple app. It's £10.49. But what it is SnapHeal. And it enables you to go in and just remove elements from your photograph. So if you've got something in the background that you want to take out, switch it on, paint over the area, and it disappears. Now, you can do similar things in Pixelmator and other applications as well. But this is a dedicated app that is just meant for you to take blemishes out of photos, take you know, background elements that you don't want in there, just take them out. Like I had a photo with someone on a beach I wanted to take out. You just paint over the area and boom, they're gone. So
what did they do, Don?
Pardon? No, well, no, nothing. Nothing. I just wanted a nice picture with a clean beach. So off they
went. That's not very nice, is it?
Very
you
good.
Take a picture of your family on the beach and there's somebody there. And you want to get rid of them.
Be nice to me or I shall airbrush you from my life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's mine anyway. That's Snappeel, and I used it earlier today. That's what brought it back to my mind.
Good one. Mr. Swagger, what do you have?
Well, actually, let me just start this here. One moment, please. I can't talk right now. It's calibrating. Just a moment.
Calibrating.
Kit, what do you think of the match? What do you think of the Mac show?
No one knows. No one knows.
I got this app idea. It's not really an app idea. I seen our good old friend Carl many weeks ago. Shut up, Kit. A few weeks ago, tweet this out. There was a Kit app on the iTunes store. I'm a major fan of Knight Rider. It's just one of my little childhood things that I always go back to. And I downloaded it. 99 cents. It's fun. You talk to it. It talks back. It doesn't always say the right things, but it's kind of cool. And then it's a weekend worth of fun. And that's about it.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. What price did you say?
99 cents.
99 cents. Not bad at all.
And actually, if you turn it on its side,
oh, it does the swishy swoosher.
Yeah, and I'll remove the music for copyright purposes.
Well, they want to sell the app. They better not. It's not free. No, it's something that bad. Not that free.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
There you go.
Cylon, yeah.
What's that?
You're Cyloning.
That's enough. Switch the damn thing off. Mr. Forsman, what have you got
goodbye,
for us?
Kit.
Something I'm actually working on, an article for ours, to talk about this in a little more detail. But here in the U.S., sorry if you're outside of the U.S., that sucks for you. But Walgreens, which is a nationwide pharmacy chain, it started here in Chicago, actually. But they have this new API, and we'll see if I can get here.
Yep.
They have a new API, and so you can go into their app, and they're allowing developers to add this. They have this quick prints system. So they have an iOS and also an Android API, and you just go in, and you can pick some pictures, and I'll load some up here so you can see, like, you can just pick one of your pictures here. Mm-hmm. And hit print,
and it just goes to Walgreens.
Yeah, it uses your location and it just shows you all the nearby Walgreens, and then you can pick it up within an hour. it'll even send you an email or a text and tell you it's ready to pick up.
That's cool.
And and so right now it's a little bit limited. You can get your standard 4x6 inch prints. I'm sure you guys in Britain know the metric measurements. I don't remember them off the top of my head. But you can also get 5x7 and 8x10 enlargements.
Mm.
You can see, I mean, they look...
That's not good.
Really, this is from the iPhone 4. It's only 5 megapixels, but it looks super sharp. Like, it doesn't look... You know, and it's on a Fuji Crystal Archive paper.
It's an interesting photo.
Yeah, I got some art here. Here's the Sears Tower.
Very good.
Nice.
So it's right now, it's a little limited, but the great thing is there's an API for developers, so they can really do some really interesting things with it. With the Walgreens app, I can just basically send a picture, and the cropping is all automatic and everything. But it's possible for an app, to kind of develop its own UI for doing the cropping and everything, and then it just sends the print. You don't even have to save your credit card information. You just put your name and email and phone number, and then when you go and you pick it up, you just pay in the store. And there's the nice, what's really convenient is Walgreens is just about everywhere. There's almost 8,000 stores here in the U.S. So
yeah, very big.
Mine's just, two blocks away down the street, so it's really convenient.
And what's kind of cool is probably CVS will try and come out with equally the same thing soon, so you've total coverage.
Fuji has an API now, too, for their own photo finish. They have, like, a wholesale photo finishing service, that does a lot of the same stuff. But it just came out this week, and there's no one that's really integrated it yet, but the Walgreens app, and there's like five other apps on the App Store that are integrating it, and they're lining up more partners soon. One interesting thing too is they're working on setting up their photo finishing to do 4x4 prints.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do straight from Instagram and Hipstamatic.
Excellent.
You know, they all do square photos.
That's pretty cool if you're American. If you're in the UK, well.
Bugger off.
Bugger off. Ah, quite right. You're learning something, Forsman. Well done, mate. Mr. Green, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, at least, I mean, in America they have Walgreen, and in the UK we have Walgreen. I mean,
thank you very much, mate. Absolutely.
I have an application called M something.
Well prepared, dude.
Letter M Press.
Right.
Letter M Press. And I've got to say, Letter M Press. And Philip Wilkinson, or Phil, a lovely guy, told me about it, and I did a bit of research, and I reviewed it. And what it's all about is, you know, like back in the day, typesetters used to create documents by, you know, getting the little thingies together, the little blocks with the letter on, and you build it all up like that.
Yep.
And you put the spaces in, and you get the pieces of lead, which is what they call lead. That's why it's leading is a proper phrase for the space between a line and the next line. And you put the lead in and all that sort of stuff. And you build up a document like that, but you do it physically. The whole thing is basically just a recreation of the physical process of creating a page and other stuff you can do. And then you put the ink in and on the paper, and then you twizzle the handle, and it does the whole sort of process and prints what you created on the paper. And it's just exactly
letterpress.
Yeah, letter M press. I don't know what the M's for, but it's letter M press.
Impress, perhaps. Yeah.
Impress.
Sounds like the impress. Sounds like impress.
An impression.
So it's sounds a virtual like letterpress.
Impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a virtual letter.
That's kind of sad. Well.
As a type nerd, I'm just going to say, if you're a type nerd, that sounds awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's available on what platform, Will, then?
You can get it from the iOS store. Right. You can actually.
iOS device. So
it's available for iOS, but that's a bit... So I'd forget about that one.
Oh, here we go.
I'd go for the... it's also available for Mac. And it's the Mac one you really want to go for. It really does sort of recreate that. You're a cheeky bastard, Ewan. Because
all of the store.
Well, the dull stuff we talked about today about the anyway, and you say that my app's boring. It's not boring.
Okay, no, I shall download it and play with it. Will, yes, absolutely.
Sounds like a hokey pokey.
And yes, I will download it and play with it. Doctor Happy Mac, save us.
Save us. Okay.
The cheek of it.
Here I come, rushing to the rescue. You know how, like, really cool Sparrow is as an email client?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And obviously it looks a little bit, the interface is a little bit like Tweetbot and iOS-y. Anyway, it's brilliant. Sparrow's brilliant, but possibly the price tag was putting you off a bit.
It started off at $13.99 and it went down to $9.99.
It's $2.99 today.
That's still high.
$2.99. It's not high. It's brilliant.
You and high.
It's not that good an app. $2.99 is still high.
Anyway.
It's $2.99.
That's not the pick.
It's a pile of crap, says Alex. There we go.
Excellent.
Bullet. Apart from
the fact that it's actually lovely, wrong.
Right, I'll save us.
I've got a pick.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, that was it too.
That was just a PSA.
Right, go on then.
Right, you remember when the iPhone was launched?
Yeah.
And everyone
heard about
what about apps? And Steve Jobs said one word for you, web apps.
That's
two words. Web apps. Anyway, HTML. They all went away and died, didn't they? Except for this is really cool. It's a web app.
Right.
If you've got a band and you want to get an iPhone app sorted out pretty quick, there's this website and a web app called Band App. And you log in and it creates an app for the iPhone for your band, which allows you to go on to the website and put in all the details of your concert tours, your dates. You can put songs in, which you can buy through SoundCloud. Show details, fan walls, everything that your band is going to need to make you successful in one place.
Very good.
It's the.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And it's free.
Could you say that a bit more sincerity, please?
You're all musical. This is lovely.
Yeah. No, it is. It's great. Well done, mate. Thank you.
Yeah.
How much is it, though? How much is it? That's free. The question.
It's free.
Web app, free it.
Oh, even to upload and all of that, yep. It's free.
All free. If you're a band, it's free to set up your Band App account on the website. Load up all of your details. It hooks into SoundCloud to download and sell your songs, so that's free.
Wow.
Galleries, everything. It's all free. Get your band a free iPhone app.
So they, Russ in the chat, give away free music and it's all free and everything's free. Yeah, although it's brilliant though. It is brilliant though. I like it. It's cool.
Russ in the chat room says DHM showed it to me last week and it's very impressive. There you go. So resounding support. Really good. Mine, dead simple, dead easy, dead quick. It's got an upgrade this week and it's fantastic. Tiny Wings. We love it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Free upgrade.
Yeah. But
you already had Tiny Wings. Free upgrade.
Oh, I can't get the picture. There we go.
And if you don't already have Tiny Wings, get it.
You should. You have. I can't play it in reverse. But basically, you have to. The thing's got tiny wings, so can't fly very far. And you have to hold it down to make it go faster down the slopes, and then hopefully try and time it so that it. Oh, I can't do it. There we go.
That's the worst.
Yeah, but I'm playing it in reverse, Don. That's not fair. And there's blue pill. Oh, there we go. It's an absolutely gorgeous game. Wonderful and wonderful. So there you go. Tiny Wings. I think it's £2.99, so it's not exactly cheap, but it looks
impressive on the Retina display. It really does.
Yeah, but not on a webcam on a Retina display.
No.
Where can we get a hold of you?
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it is. Really, it is a good game. Don't take the mickey. Yeah. Shut up.
Let me download it now.
Oh, you arse. Don, where can we get a hold of you, mate?
Right, you can find me over at screencastonline.com for my weekly Mac and iOS video tutorials, the blog over at the macscreencastguy.com, and on the Twitter as Don McAllister.
Yes, please, please, please sign up for screencastonline.com because that way Don can keep me in IT equipment as a handoff.
You shall have it next week.
That's very kind of you. Thank you ever so much, mate. I'm indebted forever. Yeah. Mr. Swagger, where can we get you, mate?
We're speaking of Screencast Online. I just want to put this in for Don right now because I know he won't say it. But Apple, wake the hell up! Let Don's apps back in the damn store.
Are you still not back in yet, mate?
No, unfortunately, the enhanced app with the note taking got rejected again. But we're on to Plan B now. I've got two Plan Bs: a Plan B and a Plan C. So Plan B is now in operation. We're going to make a few slight strategic changes to the apps. I think that will finally do it.
Is C kidnapped Tim Cook's kids?
Well, I won't go that far, no.
But it's getting close.
C is something completely different.
Okay.
Is C put it on the Android store?
No, it's not going on the Android store.
Very good.
So we'll see what happens. But thanks for the support anyway. The worst thing is people keep writing to me and saying, I want to recommend this app, you know, for the iPad especially, you know, the free iPad app. Such and such is getting a new iPad, and I want to give them this app, and I can't find it anymore. And I have to tell them that it's been withdrawn. Which is
bugger. Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Don says, thanks very much for the help and support, but I don't need that kind of help and support. You're not helping and you're not supporting.
I'll tell you what, right now, Apple, if you're listening, I am not downloading another free app until you put Don's apps back in the store.
Threats of the highest order. Where can we get you, Mr. Swagger?
KyleSwagger.com or on Twitter at KyleSwagger.
Got there in the end. Thank you. Mr. Forsman, where are you, sir?
I am, of course, always always at arstechnica.com.
Fantastic.
And on the Twitters, always, always.
Informed. Intelligent Ars Technica. And you write for them.
Sometimes people think we know what we're doing, I guess.
Greeny, where are you, sir?
Is it Ars Technica or is it Ars Technica? What is
I tell what you what, that? After 12 years, that joke still doesn't get old.
Well, it's not a joke, it's a genuine inquiry. Is it Ars?
A-R-S. A-R-S, the Latin word Ars, Latin for art.
The art of technique. Yeah. There you go.
It does sound a bit like Ars, doesn't it?
Because it also...
It's not like butthole tech. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Oh, I genuinely didn't want to insult anybody or anything.
Well, Nidge in the chat room does. He said
it was Ars Technica.
He said bum technica.
Yeah. Bum technica.
Bum.
I thought they were a Russian pop band, but never mind.
I'll just call it Bolix Technica.
We should do a version of this, shouldn't we?
We should, yeah, you should do. You've done screen costs online. You should do Ars Technica as a site, arstechnica.com. Who owns Ars Technica? That's the thought. Because if not, I'm registering it with UK2 this afternoon.
Have a good look. See right if it's now. Available.
Use your DNS code.
And if it defaults. No, it's domain breakers. Apparently, someone's trying to sell this at an uplifted price. Ars Technica is not available. You have to pay for it. Premium rate. Premium
what rate. An arse.
You can go for Ars hyphen Technica, though.
I would have loved, actually, to have put in Ars Technica and for it to have gone to your website. That would have been cool. I might if I can get it, I'll get it and put it there.
Is and, it like 10 years ago all over again, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
killing me over here.
DHM, where are you, sir?
I didn't tell you where I was.
Actually, yeah.
We're asking.
We asked and you ignored, so.
I didn't ignore. I was only asking a question.
Right, come on then, Greeny. Where can we get hold of you?
Just being an arse.
Yeah.
You can get me an arse technica. BritishMert.com or PipeSmokerOfTheYear.com
or
British Ghost or British Apple or whatever you want, really. InternationalMac.com you can get me at as well. It's a good one, isn't it?
Ars Technica is officially taken, but arstechnica.co.uk is available. So.
And .net.
And .net, and .xxx as well.
And .tv.
Ooh, now we're talking.
arstechnica.xxx. Mm.
Yeah, I've got the perfect photo. It's Will and Johnny Ive.
I got a notice through from UK2 this week saying, did I want to renew Dr. Happy Porn? And I've let it go. I've let it lapse.
Oh, no.
So, shame. Just waiting for this day.
I've let it go. I've not put anything on there. So, and talking of which, DHM, where are you, sir?
At Dr. Happy Mac, Twitters, www.drhappymac, internet.
Thank you. I'm Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter, and you can follow the network on British Tech News on Twitter as well. We'll be back again next week. Hopefully I'll have sorted the green screen out by then. We can go back to normal. I probably won't, but never mind, eh? And we'll be talking the week's Mac news as normal. See you then. Thanks for watching.